This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban seized three more Afghan provincial capitals and a local army headquarters Wednesday to complete a blitz across the country's northeast, giving them control of two-thirds of the nation as the United States and NATO finalize their withdrawal after a decades-long war. The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast, as well as Farah province to the west, put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance, even as it lost a major base in Kunduz. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani rushed to Balkh province, already surrounded by the Taliban-held territory, to seek help pushing back the insurgents from warlords linked to allegations of atrocities and corruption. He also fired his army chief of staff. The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. Speaking at the White House briefing Wednesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki doubled down on the White House response to the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to make rapid gains in the country.
They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back and if they have the ability to unite as leaders to fight back. And that's really where it stands at this point.
Psaki said the White House is closely watching the deteriorating security conditions in parts of the country, but added that no particular outcome, in our view, is inevitable. The U.S. military, which plans to complete its withdrawal by the end of this month, has conducted some airstrikes, but largely has avoided involving itself in the ground campaign. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. German prosecutors say they have detained a British citizen who was accused of spying for Russia while working at the British embassy in Berlin. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Federal prosecutors said in a statement that the man was detained on Tuesday based on cooperative investigations by German and British authorities. In keeping with German privacy laws, he was only identified as David S. Prosecutors said he's suspected of having spied for the Russian intelligence service, at least since November. The prosecutor's statement said before his arrest, he worked as a local hire at the British embassy in the German capital and allegedly passed on documents he received at work to the Russians. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A Chinese court convicted Canadian businessman Michael Spavor of espionage on Wednesday and sentenced him to 11 years in prison, a sign of escalating tension between the two countries. We get more from Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the sentencing absolutely unacceptable and unjust, adding that the trial did not satisfy even the minimum standards required by international law. In a video addressed to diplomats and journalists in Beijing, Canada's ambassador to China, Dominic Barton, called for Spavor's immediate release.
We condemn, in the strongest possible terms, this decision rendered after a legal process that lacked both fairness and transparency.
The case is widely seen in Ottawa and Washington as linked to that of Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou. Spavor's sentencing came as lawyers in Canada representing the Chinese executive make a final push to convince a court there not to extradite her. Meng faces charges of misleading HSBC about Huawei's business dealings with Iran.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. In the face of increased infections with the Delta variant of the coronavirus, some state governors moved Wednesday to make sure that children in schools and the people who teach and work with them would be safe. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that his state would require all teachers and staff to get vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID testing. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown announced that beginning Friday, everyone who is 5 years old or older in her state, regardless of vaccination status, would be required to wear masks in indoor public spaces.
To preserve our hospital bed capacity and ensure that we have adequate staffing to take care of people who need emergent care.
Both states have seen a troubling surge in COVID-19 infections because of the Delta variant, which represents the vast majority of new cases. It has affected children more than previous strains of the virus. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.